Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I'll preference this with it's not really a laughing matter, but I'm finding something to be quite humorous.
You're already laughing.
I know, because I shouldn't laugh because I don't want to devalue a life. I bought some fish over a month ago.
Oh my God.
And I've spoken about it on the show. Yep. A lot of people are making fun of me.
2 weeks in.
Hey, wait. Just calm down.
I'm so disappointed in you.
Just calm down.
I'm so disappointed in you.
My son, he's 1.5. He loves fish. I was like, you know what would be a great idea? We'll get him at the fish tank with some fish. And like it took months to get the water right so that they wouldn't just go in there and die immediately. Mm-hmm. But what's happened is it's taken months to get the water right, and now they're just dying gradually, which I don't
so much worse.
I don't know what is happening. I'm doing everything that the people at the pet shop are saying. I'm doing everything on the online forums I can find. All of the literature that came with the fish tank and how often
I've read many a fish book.
Literally, I've read how often you're meant to be cleaning it, changing the filter.
How often are you cleaning it?
Once a week.
Yeah.
It seems, no, trust me. Normally it's like you'd be like, yeah, you've cleaned a fish tank once a month, whatever. I'm doing everything that it's saying.
Okay.
We've lost fish number two.
So you lost one 2 weeks
We lost Old Yeller.
And then we bought two new ones.
Yeah.
And then.
Now Big Red's dead.
Oh, no.
Big Red was Old Yeller's twin.
Big Red died of loneliness. What did I tell you? No. You bought two new fish and they were besties. Big Red on his own. He died of loneliness. That's your fault.
That has also been brought up to me by my wife. The Big Red was fine, but just didn't want to continue on.
Died of a broken heart. Yeah. That's what he died of.
I am in a tailspin. I imagine, it's the thing is, I want to talk about it. I imagine this happens so often.
I imagine you getting on like a fish Reddit, being like, my fish keep dying. What am I doing wrong?
Well, I've figured out, so this is our theory going forward. Because my old theory was if one dies, replace it with two.
Yep.
My new theory is if one dies, it's dead.
Oh, we're not replacing it.
We're not replacing it.
We're going to whittle it down to one.
But the two fish
the sole survivor.
The two fish that have died. It's not the Hunger Games.
It's sounding like it.
But the two fish that have died were the two bigger fish.
Yeah.
And the little ones seem to be thriving. So now it's exclusively, you know, just little fellas.
Right.
We're just going with little fellas. They don't seem to, like, to me, I don't know.
Has your son Jack noticed yet?
No. Because that's why we bought, there's eight in the tank to distract him from the floating one. Yeah, he just goes fish, I love fish. He says hi and good night, has to say good night to the fish every single night. Yeah. But I'm worried, yes, as the months progress, because now we're 2 months in, we're averaging one dead fish a month.
Yeah.
By the end of this year, we're going to have just a giant glass tank of water and no fish.
Maybe you start putting in fake ones when the real ones die.
That could be a good idea because I don't know. Like it seems, this is what I'm saying. Like it's not funny because these are little creatures that
are
dying.
If you put fake ones in, then you don't have to clean the tank as much as well.
Let's not bury them before they're all dead. Yes, there is a trend and it seems that they all will.
They've all got partners again, so it's fine.
Yes, we're doubled up. Everything's tied.
So we're back to the original eight.
Yep. So we've got the see-through girls.
Yep.
We've got shiny boy, shiny girl. We've got the gutter feeders. And they're just like, blah, 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 blah. They just have stuff on the bottom.
Yum.
And then, we've got the golden girls.
Yes.
And they're just like some golden-styled fish. Okay. I haven't given them individual names after Big Red and Old Yeller have taught me.
Too heartbreaking.
Yeah. So it's not going well if I did have to try and put my finger on it.
It's very stressful.
Can't wait to chat in March when I've lost another one.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, a few weeks ago I mentioned to you that I've been given the call up to be godmother to my...
The godmother.
The godmother.
Hello.
To my beautiful nephew, Christopher, and I'm very excited. The christening is just 2 weeks away now.
Yeah.
And so over the weekend, I went to visit him and do a bit of a dry run for the christening.
Yep. And I personally, like, again, this is the best thing about learning about other cultures. Mm-hmm. Learning about a Macedonian christening.
They're pretty intense.
Been eye-opening. what a financial burden your brother has cast on you.
Oh, boy, it has.
There's, like, a lot of, like, handshakes, money exchange. Yes. But it's like, all right, well, you pay, but then we'll pay you back. But like, you've got to do
There's a lot of underhanded deals.
Why is the priest wearing Reeboks? I don't know. But it's exciting.
It is exciting. And I had to get like a whole like christening box put together. So
and,
like.
And like you're like, there's only one godparent, right?
Yes. So, it's like, technically my husband will be the godfather just because he's married to me.
What's he done?
But he's not actually doing, which he's rapt about, by the way. I was like, he's like, what do I have to do on the day? I was like, nothing.
Look cute. Shut up.
Make sure your suit fits for the love of God. And so we went and like bought all the christening stuff. I got his little outfit. I had to buy like a whole outfit head to toe, including like a little singlet to go underneath and socks and shoes, everything. It all has to be brand new, which feels a little bit rich.
I saw a photo of him.
Looks great, right?
Mate.
Well, this is the thing. I was like so panicked because I haven't spent a lot of time, you know, dressing and undressing the kid.
Yeah.
So I was like, on the day, I'm going to be the one to...
Oh, right.
I have to undress him and then we do the dunking.
Stop saying dunking. It's a light dip. It's a light dip in the water.
Whoop. And then and then I have to dress him in his new clothes, right?
Have you put on nappies before?
Yes. Okay. I've done a few of his nappies. I'm more worried that he's going to be covered in oil. Like, he's going to be so slippery.
There's a chance.
They're slippery as it is when you, like, bathe them, but then they're covering him in oil as well. What if I drop him? So I was like,
the D word.
Can we do a dry run, right, on the weekend? So my brother, I went over to his house.
You said, oil up your son, bring him over.
We didn't oil him up.
Godmother needs to practice.
I brought the little outfit over to make sure everything
was
fits.
Was it extra virgin or was it garlic infused?
I don't actually know. The bottle of olive oil was so expensive. And actually, my husband was like, can we not just get this from Coles? Like, this seems like something we could have just purchased ourselves. But I did the dry run. We got the little outfit on him. He didn't even make a peep. Not one little, like, not one noise. I had to, like, poke him a little bit to make sure he was still, like, alive. Right. He was so quiet. I was like, is this what's going to happen at the christening?
Man, he's a star. He's lulling you.
Is he?
He's lulling you into a false sense of safe security.
Calm and relaxed when we're at the christening.
Yeah.
Because this would be perfect. You are fantastic. No notes.
You don't seem like a fair weather godmother, though.
What do you mean?
You're like, as long as he's quiet, doesn't talk. Doesn't do a poo.
No, I
do. Then I'll be fine.
I'm really worried that he's going to end up weeing on me when I'm changing
him. It's a bit of wee.
Bad enough I'm getting all the oil on me.
Yeah, I'd honestly rather... Have you seen what oil can do to clothing?
Yes.
Don't worry about
his
wee.
And I'm wearing like a satin dress.
If anything, if you get oil on you, I would say use some baby wee to get it out. It'll get it out quick smart. You don't need
but
to
we did
about
the dry way. Run, and we had a little chat afterwards, and I was like, "Listen, Christopher,
I was gonna say, yeah,
we're a team here. Yeah. I'm going to, you know, dress you on the day. We're gonna make sure that you're safe. You're safe with me. It's all good. Please don't wee on me, and please don't cry. And then we will get through this together." Right. And he was like, "Fist bump. You're welcome, Teta. Thank you so much.
There you go.
And we've made an agreement. So if he backs out of the agreement, I mean,
the dry run could turn to a wet run very quickly." Very quickly.
I just really don't want to drop him. He's going to be so slippery.
That's all right. Net. This is why we haven't
got one of those big cartoon nets.
This is why we haven't got our son christened.
Can't afford the net.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Away over the weekend, so... Got back yesterday around lunchtime, was chatting to my wife about all the stuff that it's like, what's been going on, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I thought I was losing my mind the other day. I was sure that there was a cricket inside the house.
A cricket?
A cricket, like a chirp, chirp cricket.
Oh.
Not like like Ricky Ponting wasn't in the house.
How's that?
But she was like, I was in the study and I thought it was there, and then I was in the spare room and I was there and I was like, maybe like our house has like a little under section.
Yeah.
Like, and then I was like, maybe it's under house. I'm losing my mind. And I was like, what a wild weekend.
Turns out it's just your son, Jack, making cricket noises.
And so she was like, yeah. So that was one of the nights where I thought I was like going crazy. And I was like, cool. Yeah, whatever. This morning, I'm about to leave for work. As I let the dog in to go and stay with my wife in her office, on the rug, cricket.
You found it.
And I was like, whoa! I literally like froze because I didn't want to startle it.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, cricket.
You startle it, it's going
to. Yeah, man, they're all over the place. Yeah. And I said to him, I was like, I found the cricket. And she thinks I'm joking at this point because I made such a...
And as we learned from A Bug's Life, they're the evil ones.
They are the evil ones. And so I was. She was like, well, get rid of the cricket. So I walk over and I was like, well, I don't want to kill it. I'm not a big fan of killing bugs.
Oh, nah, smash it.
And, well, cricket's harmless, literally harmless.
Yeah, but if it's in my house.
It's harmless.
It's trespassing.
Jesus. And I'm I think you've been watching too much Trump news.
I'm not going to allow it.
My First Amendment said I can do whatever the hell I want to protect my family. If you keep that chirping up, you better find out. Jeez. So I went over and I grabbed the cricket in my hand.
Yeah.
And then before I because I took it out the front, but before I did it, because, you know, I'm a very mature adult, I went into my wife's office and held it over her head. I was like, I'm going to drop it on you. And then, yeah, almost did. But then it cracked it again. And then I deported that bastard.
Yeah. Get out of my
back
house.
Back over the stupid bloody wall. Said, better luck next time.
He's going to be in your house again tonight.
No.
All you've done is moved him outdoors, and then he's going to find his way back in. He's going to be like, oh, yeah, I'll just get in again the same way I did last time. No.
I blame my son for opening the door. That's why there's no other way a cricket can get in. They're big things. It was a big cricket.
Mm.
But I wanted to do on 52232955. Capture or kill when it comes to bugs.
I don't know if you picked up what side of this I'm on.
I knew where you were beforehand. It's when you started saying make America great again that I started getting a little bit. I was like, oh, maybe she isn't a fan of that. Now, the only thing, like, and I still struggle with it, I will kill a poisonous spider.
Right.
If it's a huntsman or a daddy long legs, I will take it outside.
Or sometimes you just let it live in your living room. Remember where I came over for dinner once?
Yeah, the huntsmen's are good.
And I was like, why is there a gigantic spider on your wall? And you're like, he lives here.
That's Steve. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Jess, you know I'm on the Reddit threads.
Oh, yeah. You're all over them.
I've got my sewing needle. I'm threading hard.
Yep.
You can't stop me.
Upvoting.
What does that
mean?
Downvoting. What does that mean?
It's like you like something, you give it an upvote.
Oh, that's their version of likes.
Yes.
Okay. Because I kept thinking it was the amount of comments. And I was like, I can't see 5 comments. All right. So as... Obviously, that probably qualifies. I'm very good at Redditing.
Obviously.
And I try and keep my eye on it because I know cool young people go to Reddit and they'll just talk about stuff. Saw something from an anonymous poster in the Geelong thread. I'm going to read out bits of it here. Recently moved to the area and was wondering if Armstrong Creek, like the actual creek, actually ends up flowing with water.
Oh, is there no water in the creek?
There's water. It's very stagnant. Like there's parts where it's like... It's not a flowing, like, don't think Mount Franklin, like, here's the water.
It's not a creek so much as a puddle.
No. Because it's got areas where there are quite bigger bodies of water.
Right.
Someone said, this person said, when was the last time it flowed? Are there legal issues with council helping clear the gullies to encourage water flow? Is it worth trying to rally the community to help with this?
Oh, get the creek is involved.
# bring back the flow.
Oh, that's excellent.
Now, I don't necessarily know how to read the comments.
Can I say something that's potentially really dumb? Is this a safe space?
It depends. Because I want to say yes, but I can't trust myself.
I didn't realize that Armstrong Creek had a physical creek.
Right.
I thought it was just like, you know... Cariah Village. Like, Cariah Village isn't a village.
Right. Can I can I totally rock your world and blow your mind about Mount Dunedin?
Yeah. I know Mount Dunedin, but like Herne Hill. Yeah. Where's the hill?
Well, Herne Hill is...
Like, is the hill?
Yeah, well, like Bell Post Hill is also on the same
also
hill.
Also a hill.
Bell Post
hill, it's a different hill.
Yeah, and Hamlin
or
Heights.
Or is it the same?
Hamlin Heights is up.
Also a hill?
Yeah, it's not called Hamlin Lows.
Why don't they call it Hamlin Hill?
Well, because maybe the person was like, geez, after Bell Post and Hearn, maybe we'll go for something a little bit different.
Heights. Nice. Mm. Yeah, so how big is the creek? Like, how long does it stretch?
Well,
through,
like,
all of Armstrong Creek?
Well, like, I live off Warrilili Boulevard, and any time there's heavy rain, my first instinct hasn't been to run to the creek with my jaunty boys and find out if it's flowing or not.
Come on, young Jack, let's go to the creek.
Yes, we'll go to the creek and see if the water's flowing. So, but I've never seen it flowing. Like, okay. It's just kind of idly trickling by. But this person wants flow.
Mm.
They want the flow back. And a lot of people, and it's a good point, it's not in a great catchment area. Like Lake Quattawarri's right on the other side of the Barwon Heads Highway. Mm-hmm. All the water goes there. But the creek, I imagine it's trickling into Lake
Quattawarri. Right, so we need some more rain.
Yeah.
Maybe winter is when the flow comes back.
Well, again, I've lived there for two winters and I'm yet to see the creek.
But you're saying
so you just thought creek was for fun?
I thought that's just what they called the state.
Right. Armstrong. No.
Creek.
Armstrong Creek is the suburb.
Right.
That's not the estate. But right. There are lots of estates in Armstrong Creek.
Yes.
Do you want me to tell you about Freshwater Creek too?
Is there also a creek there?
I'm going to rock your boat with Aries Inlet.
Wow.
Yeah. Barwon Heads. Yes. Yep.
Where's the Grove in Ocean Grove?
The Grove's where your heart is.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.